Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujata. And nothing's off limits and we keep it real.
We are back together.
After how long?
I have not seen Sujata in like a couple of weeks at least.
I think it's been longer than that.
Because Chaz and I recorded and then last week it was a bunch of chaos. You had COVID.
Girl, I think it really made my brain like I can't even remember what I just did.
Yes.
I'm trying to think. I think it's been over 2 weeks since we've seen each other.
I know. You did not go to my pool party. Yeah, everyone was asking where you were. And I was like, oh, she just left to Cancun today.
What timing?
But you had FOMO.
Yes, I did. I was like, what's going on over there?
No, it was a lot of fun.
I was thinking about y'all. I was like, oh.
Yeah. And then everyone brought, so like last year, I know, I forgot what we served. What did we serve last year? Mojitos? Or I can't remember what the theme drinks were. But everyone ended up bringing sandwiches because everyone knew that they needed
some food,
some carbs,
yeah,
to soak that shit up. So we did Aperol spritz.
Yes.
And it was so good.
It was okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then they also did like a variation of that with like crushed strawberries. So it was like strawberry Aperol spritz. It was very yummy.
It was good.
Yes.
And so what alcohol goes in there?
So it's Aperol liqueur.
Uh-huh.
Prosecco. Club soda, and that might be it.
Okay, so it's on a lighter side. There's no tequila.
It is on the lighter side. Yeah,
because we had tequila a lot. I think there was margaritas too last year.
2 years ago, I know, or one year there was margaritas, and like I lost my mind.
Oh yeah, so I think you were like, let me go easy this year.
Yeah, well, I actually didn't realize that there was such a maybe it's not. A lot, but I didn't realize like, yeah, there wouldn't be as much alcohol in the drinks that we were being served.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they weren't pouring them, but I think this the drink itself doesn't have a lot of alcohol content as much as like a ranch water or something like that.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And you could get those things too. We also just had like, we also had tequila and vodka, and you can get like vodka soda and stuff like that. But like, you know, that was like the theme drinks that we had this year.
And it was
always a good time. Always a good time. You know, we stay out till super late. But
there was an after party after the party.
Yeah. And this time I did not invite any kids or husbands to come later. So it was just all the women just hanging out. A good time. All the moms. Yeah, it was really good. The weather was really nice.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was it warm though here? Or?
Yeah, it was warm. It was warm. Not extremely hot, but it was warm and sunny. So
okay,
it was great. So tell me about Cancun and COVID. Or what did you do in Cancun anyway?
Laid at the beach.
Uh-huh.
Laid at the beach the whole time. Went to some shows. We were at a resort, all-inclusive resort. And my kids wanted to do an all-inclusive resort because they're like unlimited whatever.
Yeah. But like really when you're a kid, right?
Yeah.
What unlimited whatever is there like?
Unlimited. There was like a cute little coffee shop that had macaroons.
Okay.
All sorts of like these fancy candies. And then just any frappuccino, any drinks you want, ice cream and crepes. And you know, my kids love crepes.
Yeah.
So I had called them in advance and asked them if they can make gluten-free crepes.
Uh-huh.
And it's open from morning till night, like late night. So you can do a late night snack. But they had like donuts and they just had like really good stuff. And their coffee was so good.
But like how much coffee can you drink? Because then you'll be like shitting the whole time.
Oh, I was drinking. I was like trying to stay up late. I was drinking. No, I just have one in the morning and then one later on. But they had like a kid's like cookies and cream frappuccino with no coffee, whatever, decaf. But yeah, that was fun for them. But I made sure the food was good, and the food was good. We went to they had a sushi restaurant there.
Okay, how was that? I'm always weary about.
I am too. I was like, I don't know about doing sushi the first night. Let's do it the last night.
I just in case we get sick.
But we talked to the chef since ours had to be like gluten-free, and they're very particular at this resort that if you say you're gluten-free, your name is tagged everywhere. So knew us by the Thomas family, and they're like, oh yep, we know you have a purple tag for gluten-free. And the chef would come and talk to you in advance. So the first day the chef came and talked to us from all the restaurants, and they would make special food for us. So like they made special sushi for us because we couldn't have the specialty sushi on their thing. Oh my gosh, it was so good.
Really?
It was so, I know it's surprising. Now the other roles were okay.
Okay.
I'll just be honest.
Yeah.
They weren't like, oh my gosh, so good, but they weren't bad either. They're just like,
yeah,
if you want a sushi fix, uh-huh, right? But the one that they made special for Bob and I, it was, and Rhea, it was so, it was, wow, like melts in your mouth. So it was good. They made fried rice for us specifically, and we went there. I think we ate there like two or three times.
Okay, so that was really good.
And their Italian restaurant was really good too. They had really good, oh gosh, salmon, risotto, like Alfredo. Like the food was fresh and good.
Okay.
So it was good. I was missing my hot sauce though. Like, I was like, oh, do you have anything hot, spicy? So they would just bring something out. But it was nice. It was a lot of fun. They had a cool show. They had karaoke. Me and Bob sang.
Oh, my God.
We sang
you?
No Diggity.
What? Okay, first of all, was that tequila-induced No Diggity? Because I would not be able to get you on a fucking stage.
We did. We're without like, let's that. Just live it up. Let's just go. I was like,
that's
no
so
diggity.
Good.
So we got up there and... Both me and Bob went up there and sang. So
that is amazing.
It was, yeah, it was fun.
Is that like a song you guys usually do if y'all are?
Or no, I like that song. Yeah. So I was like, oh, because they have a little like program, right?
Yeah.
Of all the songs,
yeah,
that they sing. So I was like, oh, that's the first show.
I mean, here's the thing. Because you like a song, does it mean you could sing it or it's good for karaoke?
Absolutely
like
not.
I found out a hard way.
Well, we found out the hard way this time because I go, oh, No Diggity. And we're like,
I know.
Oh, let's sing that. But we sounded like shit up
I know
there.
Because
we
like you never you forget like there may be some like awkward pauses.
All I remember is No Diggity, and then I don't remember all the lyrics in between. I was like, wait, that's what they said?
Yes.
What? So, and I don't even know how some of it goes because you just hear the major.
Yeah,
part
I
of the
don't
song
ever and... listen to the words. That's like
anyways.
My
that was our what's it called?
That's
it was
so
horrible.
Funny. I
we
love it. I love
did.
It.
I think our kids were like, what?
Oh, you did it with your kids there?
Yeah, our kids.
How
our kids were.
I'm sure they were like, yeah. Oh my God.
They're back there just.
Did they go
us.
Up at all?
No, no. The kids were not allowed. They
oh,
were just
really?
Back there recording us.
Oh, okay.
It was
okay.
So yeah, that was one of the nights. And then they had a rooftop party.
Oh.
And they had J-Lo. They had so much good songs going on. And they had like a fire show. So it was entertaining.
Yeah.
And we were at the beach. So it was fun.
Did
it
you get in the beach?
Yes, I did.
What?
I did actually go in the water. My kids were like, but I go at the end.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't like going.
Oh, yeah. You don't
you
like
tell,
drying
I
tar- in the
wet. I don't like getting in and out and eating when I'm wet.
You know what I really don't like? But it doesn't bother me enough to like not go in the water. But when you get sand in your fucking like vagina and your ass crack, like, because you're not just going to go, no matter how much you sit in there and try to like undo your bottom and move it to the side and kind of like, it still goes in there.
It does.
And you're not going to go take a shower right away. You're going to like hang out.
Yes.
And so like, I just hate that there's just like sand in my fucking vagina the whole time we're at the beach.
I was doing the... What is it called? The boogie boards?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was doing that. So like.
It was everywhere.
It would come out. It would go out there. So I did a lot of the boogie board out there. But it was just chill, laid back. They had like volleyball at certain times and events at different times. So we'd just go there. But I did realize. So we've been to bigger resorts. And we've been to the smaller resorts and the medium size. We usually go with our college friends. And we went to a huge resort 2 years ago. I'd say I prefer a smaller resort.
Okay, this one was a small one.
Yeah, it was a smaller resort. Mm-hmm. And I like a smaller resort because if you forget something or if you have to go pee or do whatever,
uh-huh,
you forget something, you can just go up.
Yeah, it's not
really
like
quick.
The five buildings that you have.
Yes.
To.
So I was like, you know, I kind of do like the smaller resorts. Very convenient. Or our house when we
oh,
got it last year. That
yeah,
was so
that
like
was great.
Convenient.
But like, I think, yeah, that a house is a way to go. I think it makes it easier, like financially when you're going with like either other families or like a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's
because you need entertainment. You need
also that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But just, you know, to like split the cost, like it ends up being like less than what you would pay for a room. So like, how much did you guys pay for a room? Do you mind me asking?
Mm,
Because it's, is it high season there? Like summer?
Summer. But I, we did it with the whole package. Like our,
oh, so
our,
you really
flight
can't,
and oh, our hut, that, everything together.
Did you get like a Costco special?
No, I don't know. Bob got, he went through an agency. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Because we were last minute.
I thought so. Because I was like, I didn't realize you were going to Cancun.
Bob booked it last minute.
Oh, that's good.
He booked it last minute because he knew that we were, we had it booked for end of August, actually. Like, I mean, sorry, beginning of August. But that with Rhea's volleyball.
You're good.
Rhea's volleyball and all that stuff, we had to quickly,
oh,
reel,
well,
it
that's
back.
Good.
So that's what,
that you were able to do that.
Yeah, but it was like trying to find, there, everyone's in Cancun basically.
Yeah.
But you know what I did, what I really, really enjoyed with, I'm blanking out again. Go it's ahead. Okay. It's a COVID brain. Anyways, I was, what I was going to say is I got COVID,
oh,
on,
yeah,
the way back.
Yeah, you did.
And that was, I don't know. I still have the COVID brain. I don't know if that's even true, but I really, like, someone, well, another friend of mine got COVID also from Cancun on the way back. And so I was telling her, I was like, yeah, I got it too. I wore a mask on the plane, so I wouldn't get it, yeah, COVID, but I ended up getting
it. You know what? It's probably because you're around that resort, because remember when we went for my 40th, and that was when COVID was like high season. We had to take tests to like leave and stuff. Nobody got COVID then. So maybe it was because we stayed at the house most of the time.
Did we have to, did we take,
oh, yes, we had to leave. When we left, we had to take COVID tests and show them. A lot of them did it online, and we had to show them the test.
That's
scores.
Right, because I, yeah, was upstairs. Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah, and we, gosh, none of us got it, and it was like 15 girls.
Which, that's, and I, we,
know,
went out too.
I know.
I don't know. I really do have COVID brain right now, so.
Yeah, I'm, like I said, I'm shocked you even took a test, because I probably have had COVID like this year.
Well, I know, like, least, if it's a simple cold, and I know how, like, some of the symptoms, mm-hmm, but these symptoms were
very distinct, like not something you would.
Yes. But, well, you know what's really convenient? It's like, it's a less than 3 hour flight.
I know.
Which is like.
I know. It's so easy.
It's a no brainer. Mm-hmm. Just go over there. But, you know.
Yeah.
I can only be at the beach so long, though. I cannot stay at the beach all the whole time.
I like it. I just don't want to do anything. I guess I'm just so tired in my normal day-to-day life.
But see, I feel more tired when I'm just laying there doing nothing. I'm like,
don't know. So you have COVID. If I'm out next week, you know why. You brought it over here. But I think you're past like the stage when you can pass it. I don't know. I don't ever read up on those things.
Well, it was, I did test myself like I think 2-3 days ago, and there was a faint line.
So you're like slowly getting negative.
Yeah, slowly.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, you know what?
We're far away from each other, yeah, anyway, so we're good.
Just not make out with me later. So summer has been going, like, flying by.
Mm-hmm,
I feel like it.
Yes.
Which is kind of crazy. Normally, I don't know how people are whenever their kids stay home, and I don't really have like camps planned for every week. I know people do that, but I, you know, you would agree that I think it's important for kids to be bored at home. And I mean, we grew up not going to any fucking camp. Like, our camp was being at home.
Yes.
And I think, you know, they just need to be okay with that and not always feel like they have to have something planned.
I'll be honest. I was, you know, we didn't grow up going to camps. I didn't even know they existed.
I didn't even know there was sleepaway camp existed.
So me and Bob were talking about it, and I'm like, the amount that people pay.
Oh, girl.
To me, I'm just like, that's an international vacation. Like, that money can go towards a vacation. And I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just saying personally, like, I don't think I'm the odd one maybe or whatever. But what I was saying is, like, I really feel like it's so much money. It's an investment. And I think it's a waste of money, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, well, if you didn't grow up, so I didn't grow up going to camp at all. I feel like, and I think I can say this because my husband is Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're Jewish, like, camp is like a must a must, especially
I think if it's a Northeastern
Jewish people. I just think like they all go.
Really?
Yeah. And I just don't, and I know people, I know that in the Northeast, like they go all fucking summer long, like Chaz would go to camp for 8 weeks. And I'm like, oh my God, did you even spend time with your family? Like for the summer, you just get out of school and be like, okay, bye. Okay, then see you later.
Oh my gosh,
I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine being away.
Well,
even if I could afford it.
Yeah, that's not. I'd be like, if we can afford it, let's go to Europe or let's go like somewhere. But on
they all grew up that, and then they were camp counselors, and like I know, like his parents also went to camp, so I think it's just a Jewish thing. I think so.
Maybe the one up where he's from, but like the ones around here.
Well, they do go to camp, but like not 8 weeks.
No, they don't go to 8 weeks.
Yeah. And so I think for him, it's more of like, hey, our kids should have that experience. For me, it's not that important because, of course, I didn't go. So mm-hmm. I don't know. But, you know, if that's something that like he can do and not hinder us taking a vacation, then I'm okay with it. Now, if sending them to sleepaway camp would prevent us from having a family vacation, then I would be like, no, that's ridiculous. We should be able to go on a vacation altogether. Then to me, that would be more important, like making family memories and like those right. memories. You know what I mean? But it is expensive.
The only sleepaway camp they're doing is like they go to my mom's house and my sister's house, and that's their sleepaway camp.
I mean, that's what we did. We would go to cousins' houses and stuff. Yeah, I mean, it is very, very expensive. And so other than that, I mean, there are some weeks, and like even he has been home these past couple weeks and we've been doing stuff, and sometimes we don't do anything. And sometimes like he'll go ride bikes with his friends. Mm-hmm. And I think it's been really, because he's about to turn 13. I think he's at that age where he also just wants to do his own thing in his room.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm pretty grateful for that. Because when they're younger, I feel like, what do I do? I'm bored. He can just do a lot of things, you know? And I think we're also like just a different kind of family because Breslin's special needs. So she's not going to go to sleepaway camp. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't really say she's bored, even though if she is bored, like, you know, we're still doing stuff, or she's doing stuff, or I think she's doing stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we have a long time for Laurel. So we actually are doing like one kid at a time.
Right.
Right. Like yeah. one kid in college. It's not like all three of them are in college. So mm-hmm. it's like easier. It's not, you know, as like impacting our cash flow or anything as much. But like, I can't believe like really only like two more months left. I mean, yeah, like 8 more weeks or something like that.
Is it even 8 more weeks?
I don't know.
I think we start school August 12th, right?
Yeah.
August 12th or 13th. But it is definitely going by fast, because I was like, wait, we're already mid-June right now.
Yeah.
I just feel like school just like ended.
I know. Me too. And your birthday's coming up. So we'll be celebrating that. God,
I can't believe that's even coming up.
So I'm like, I don't know what you need to take, Sujata, but we are going out for your birthday.
We are going out.
Also, because everyone's calendar is so packed, like even though we don't have camps, like every weekend we're like not here.
Yes.
Or Chaz out of town, or I'm out of town. Yes. Like, and then it's school again.
Yep.
So that, I don't know. And so I used to get anxiety about like, what do I do with my kids? And I don't know, I think just me telling myself like, okay, we've been through this road before. Mm-hmm. It always ends up being okay in the end.
Yes.
So even though you might think you're getting worked up, like just know you've done this before. You've gotten worked up before. Mm-hmm. You've gotten anxiety. And at the end of the day, of each day and the end of summer, shit's all right.
They'll all be fine. We'll be
fine. But I'm fine. You know what I mean? Like I never have like a breakdown or mm-hmm. like whatever. You know what yeah. I mean? It's just like the unknown. You got to like stop thinking about that and just like, okay. Just take it day by day. And you know what? Like if shit happens where like, I don't know, something doesn't work out, or like I do have a panic attack or whatever, like I get anxiety, then like it's okay. But like we've been really taking it easy.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. We've yeah. been doing, I mean, don't know. I mean, my family, my household, we barely even do, not even sleepaway camp, definitely not sleepaway camp, but we don't do that many camps. Like, it's like scattered a little bit, right? Yeah. But, and they're not on electronics, but I have them do housework and keep yourself busy. I mean, I feel like summer goes slow for them if they are not constantly doing something and that they're, when they're bored, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Figure it out. Do something. Yeah,
like, I taught Donovan how to make scrambled eggs. Like, this is my opportunity to delegate stuff.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, he's about to get in middle school. He's in seventh grade.
Yeah.
I think it's about time to make sure, you know, like, he can cook his own eggs. He can cook his own stuff. Like, he's learned how to, like, do his own laundry from, like, start to finish, like, loading the stuff. And he's really eager to learn. And so, having him home with me, like, he sees all the shit that I do.
Yes.
So he's like, wow, Mom, like, you know,
there's a lot to do.
Yeah.
Things don't get done by themselves.
Sitting around doing any, you know, doing nothing. Right.
Yeah. Like, I tell them, I was like, every day my kids have dishes to unload every single day. And then Rhea usually makes breakfast.
Yeah.
Or Bob makes breakfast. But they're like, you got to take the dishes out again.
Yeah.
Oh, there's dishes in the sink again. I was like, yes.
That's what I tell myself every, like, fucking day.
It's not.
It's again.
Not. It's the same day. And they're like, there's still dishes. I was like, yes.
I know.
And then you got to clean the breakfast table and and they're like, what? Yes.
I know.
They're not clean by, it doesn't clean itself.
Exactly. I'm like, put your plate.
Oh my God.
First of all, put your plate up, then push your chair in. Like, all the little things you can do yourself. That, why do I have to do this for everybody?
Or keep saying to do it. For me, it's like, why do I keep telling you?
Yeah.
Stop half-assing it.
Just use summer as, like, a way to delegate chores. So that way, when it comes time for us as parents to do all the things that we have to do for school, they will already have learned how to do what you want them to do.
Yes.
And you don't have to waste your time when school starts to try to teach them how to do all these things.
Do you have like a set schedule or anything for Donovan on electronics?
No, I don't. Because it's really hard. Like, even these days, like, he is on it. Like, whenever everything is, like, moving towards that. Like, even, like, schoolwork and all that stuff, it's all, like, electronics based. But, like, he'll be teaching himself how to play the piano or his guitar, new songs, and it's all on his iPad. Like, he looks at the music pages and all that stuff.
Okay, you know? But does he, like, you know, face, like, social media, all that?
No, he doesn't have social media.
Okay.
He probably does browse TikTok, but he's more, like, on YouTube videos about, like, movies and about bands and stuff like that.
Okay.
Do
you monitor all that, or are you just kind of...
No, I don't, because I know this is gonna sound really naive, but at this age for him, he's so afraid to get in trouble by us, and he knows, like, I can find out shit, and I have found out stuff, not on him, but just, like, others, that he will not even try to do stuff that he's not supposed to.
Okay.
And I make him hyper aware of, like, catfish stuff, even, like, through my real life experiences.
Yes.
So he knows all of that stuff. But he kind of, I've noticed that he does his own kind of, like, okay, I've had enough of this, let me go read. Like, I don't ever have to tell him to do things that I think, like, today I walked in and he was trying to do a puzzle, or he'll switch from his tablet to his guitar practice and then, like, read and then go play, like, Nintendo Switch. So he, like, kind of switches it up, and every day he kind of works out for, like, an hour and a half. So,
okay,
you know, there's worse problems if he's, like, on a note. Like, I also want to relax too. Like, I don't want to be on their asses about a bunch of stuff too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like, yes, while I know screen time and limiting screen time is important.
But he's not doing anything. Like, my kids, well, Aryan will play Roblox.
Yeah.
And then be able to just like look through Pinterest sometimes.
Does she have any social media accounts?
She's got Instagram right now.
Okay.
But that's, she hasn't posted anything, but it's for her volleyball.
Okay.
That's about it. But, you know, there's loopholes there.
I know. Yeah.
But I can see everything that she does because as a parent child, they have that okay. on Instagram. So like if she friends anybody or she talks, you know, like messages uh-huh. or anything, it pops up on my phone.
When does a child, what age is that cut off at?
I don't know, but I just kept her at 13.
I was going to say, because a lot of Donovan's on the cusp of like that 12, 13. And I was just curious if that's kind of like the magic number where it stops what they consider a child account by age. Even though as a parent, you still may want that setting. But like,
yeah, it's 13 or 14. Because I know that on the iPad, when I put the restrictions on, I had to say that she was still 12, I believe, uh-huh. in order for me to have some sort of like control on it or restrictions on it.
Yeah. So
when I set it up. But I told her, I was like, oh, you're 12. I'm sorry.
What I am noticing, though, is he is staying up with us. Okay. You know?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have school.
Oh, yeah.
And the camp that he'd. What are you thinking?
Yeah, you don't have any time to do anything because the kids are sleeping very late.
I know, especially like.
I think we talked about that last summer too.
Sex time. But it comes around again because you're like, oh, it's going to be like crazy hot summer. Like, you know, we'll just.
We have no schedule.
And yeah, you know what I mean? But it's not because they're awake till like 11:30 with you. And by the time you get to your bed, you're like so fucking tired.
Yes. I've been sleeping so late.
So like how, well, you've been away. You've like, mm-hmm. I can't even tell you the last time we had sex. Because he's been sleeping. God, I don't even remember.
I'm trying.
This is so bad. Like, it's supposed to be like such a fun summer and like do whatever you want. But like,
Yeah, especially when they get the older. Kids. Like, sometimes Rhea's in her room sleeping. And I mean, not sleeping. She's like reading her book till like so late.
I life. Know. And you can't like.
We share a wall.
You even. Exactly. Like, would you even try?
No. Not unless I know she's like. Or I'll put the TV up really high or something. Like,
yeah.
But yeah.
See, it's a.
But you're just. But like, even though you're just tired, though.
Yeah.
Because everyone is hanging out together.
Everyone. Everyone is hanging out together. And I just like made a joke last time. Like, I put Laurel to bed or just everything. And I, like, Donovan was in his room. Chaz was finishing some work in the back. And so I just like, okay, the girls are asleep. I'm going to sit on the couch and just whatever. I turn on Netflix to watch my show. Guess who comes out? Donovan comes out, sits by me. And Chaz comes out, sits by me. I'm like, oh, okay. When mom just sits down.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all both come out.
Yes.
What are we going to do?
You should just come in the room, like, lock the door.
Shit, man.
Just lock the door. The other girls are all sleeping, so.
I know. I'm just like, oh, my God. And Donovan, okay, everyone is going to question my parenting. But, like, the thing with me and Donovan is we watch scary movies, right?
Yeah, I know that.
So we've seen all, like, the Saws. We've seen all the, like, Annabelle's and
my gosh,
all that stuff. The Nun. And
do
so
y'all
now
not get scared?
No, I don't.
You don't get scared either. Like, you don't jump.
I don't think I jump. No.
Girl, I close my eyes.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, yeah. But we saw all like, he saw all the Halloweens and all the Jasons and all the Elm Street, Freddy Krueger movies. So right now we're on like Final Destination and it is so cheesy. Yeah, so he gets this like scary movie no sex summer for us. I was gonna tell you. So you know how on our Mother's Day special I talked about all my like collection that I got?
Yeah.
I got like, I don't know, like 6 vibrators.
Yeah.
I had someone reach out to me and they couldn't find the Medusa.
Mm-hmm.
On Amazon, right? And I was like, oh, it's there, but I think you got to go to the dark Amazon site, right? To like look at all like, because if you put vibrator, they're only going to put like the massage vibrator stuff. You have to like really go deep in there.
Specific. Yeah.
And so I sent it. And there, and she was like, oh my God, you can get all these shits by like 4 a.m. I was like, yep. Like, when you're in the mood, they know it. You can get it. And the next day, she was like, oh my God, mind blowing.
She used it.
Yes.
Have you used your Medusa?
No, I haven't.
No, she said it was amazing.
She was like, A plus, 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 1,000%.
Girl, you better get on.
I know Chaz is out of town. I'm like, okay, well tonight I'm really tired, but like he's going to be gone all next week and Donovan's going to be gone all next week. So I'm going to try all of them. The problem is whenever I try to like bring it out, like since I don't know how to use them, I'm trying to tell Chaz how to use them.
Uh-huh.
And it's like in the dark. And so we're just kind of like, I don't know. How do you get this part? So it's kind of just like.
So you just experience it on your own and just figure it out.
Yeah. And then know. I'll let him know what to do. Yeah.
Because there's no pressure for any. Yeah.
Yeah. But I did use the rose one time.
And how was that?
I did like it.
Okay.
And I got to tell you something funny. So I left it on my counter. And tonight, Laurel had to take a bath in my bathtub.
Uh-huh.
And so I come back in and she has the rose and she's like singing in it. Like if it's a mic.
Oh, I hope you watched
it. I did. But she was like, mommy, what is this for? I was like, oh, it's mommy's special. It's something for special for mommy. She goes, well, what do you do with it? And I was just like, I don't know. I was just like, I did not know how to answer that. I was just like, it makes, I don't know. It makes mommy really happy. Like, I don't.
It's like a face massage.
I didn't know. She was like, well, why can't I use it? And I was like, oh my God, it's just for mommies. I didn't know where to go with this. I was so like caught off guard.
You better be glad she's young enough. She's not going to remember that. Like she's not going to remember it like being something.
Well, she saw where I put it. And so I'm sure I have to move it because she can be like, look, daddy, look at this. This is for mommies. And it makes her really happy. He's going to be like, what the fuck? Oh my God. Because it looks like a flower, you know? Oh, so yes. She was just like, oh, how pretty.
Oh my gosh. I'm surprised it didn't turn on or anything like that.
Oh my God. Oh, how God. I got frustrated at that one too. I was trying to turn it on too and it wasn't. So I need to learn how to use all these things.
Okay. And let us
before
know.
Before we try to use it in action because it's just not going to.
Oh, I do want to say something. This is a totally different thing. But yes. I know like time's
going
on. So this is back to Cancun. This is what my brain fog. I remember. Oh. So you know how like on the beach there's people selling things?
Yeah.
Well, there was a, what do they call it? Like a conch? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So there were these really, really pretty ones.
Uh-huh.
There's like a starfish. And then they actually really go out in the middle snorkeling and they get them.
They bring them back to you?
They, well, no, they just, not to us, but like they collect them. Oh, and then they sell it. Yes. So there was like this really pretty, really big one. Like it has like a pink hue and everything. And like you can like blow on it and makes that noise, right?
Yeah.
And so Aryan really wanted one. So I was like, okay. So we're like looking at all of them. And so he chose one and he wanted it. He wanted it so bad. So we packed it up.
Oh my God, it broke.
We packed it up. No, we packed it up.
They took it.
They took it.
Why? You can't take
security because you're going to like, you can kill somebody with that.
What?
And I was like, are you serious? They're like, yeah.
Okay, so could you put it in your check-in luggage?
Yes, but we had already checked in our luggage and we thought it was going to break in there though.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know we put
I would
it
never
inside
have
of a box,
thought I'd
putting
never.
A shell in there. The way they dump our luggage, yeah. You know, like and so it wasn't small, it was pretty big.
Oh God.
And so I was in it put in his backpack and he was carrying it around. And because we went back to the place and we're like, hey, can we get her luggage or find her luggage? Because we were one of the first ones in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
And we can put it in there. And they're like, no.
Why are you asking that?
And I was like, oh, gosh, can y'all do something? Can we do it? They're like, yeah, you can go buy yourself a $100 luggage. And then it costs $98
oh
to send it
God.
Off. I'm like,
shut up.
$200? Really?
Okay. What if you could have like mailed it to yourself?
There was nothing there to mail it.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
So he was walking around. He was so disappointed. So we decided to go through the security check-in again.
Well, oh, I mean, did it do it? Did you get through?
No.
Oh.
Your face, like, did you get
that? But that was like a good idea. Whoever was like, let's try it again.
We had to go through it again. Bob's like, let's just go through it again and just say if they catch us. They were like, here, just keep it.
Oh my God.
And then Bob looked at the security system. The thing is like a blue light, big, huge blue, like blue thing. He's like, oh
no, that's not going to work.
They pulled his little kid backpack. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, do you
They're
see
like these
like
Indian people always trying to hustle and take on shit.
Heck yeah. I was like, do you see my son's face?
Oh no. And Aryan, I know when he just like settles on the thing, he like loves the thing.
He loves it, but he held it and he knew he didn't want to get in trouble. But when we left and we gave it up, just saw tears come.
Oh my gosh.
But you didn't even know he was crying. We looked back, we're like, dude, like, buddy, we'll get you one next time. And you used to see him like doing, I was like, I choked up.
Girl.
I choked up and I just like.
Did you find one at a souvenir shop in the airport?
No. They had like the tiny little shells, but his was like this big.
Oh gosh.
And we just wanted to keep it up. And he's like, would blow on it. We have a video of it. And I was like, oh, it was so sucky. I was like, damn it.
Girl.
I was
really
upset.
Could have murdered someone with that shell.
I would have hit the person behind. I was like, damn it, here you go. You want to see? I was like, you can do so much without other things.
Yeah. Well, it's good to keep in mind about that. Cause I don't think I would have thought about that.
I wouldn't have either. And then, I just felt bad because Bob was like, let's just check it in, like pack it up. He was already packing it in. And I was like, no, it's going to break in there.
Mom, it's your fault, Mom.
I know. Well, I was too sick to even blame myself. I was like, we'll try to buy one. Or if someone else goes to Cancun, we'll ask them to buy it and bring it back, whatever.
Well, if there's one in Grand Cayman, I'll give you one. I'll buy it. But I don't think there's people walking around the beach in Grand Cayman like that.
Are y'all going to Grand Cayman?
Yeah, in July. Yeah.
You didn't, wait, what?
We were trying to find a place to take them to the beach because that's all they care about.
Yes.
But somewhere that it is easy to get to because this is Breslin's first flight since her back surgery.
Yeah.
And Grand Cayman for us is like less than 2.5 hours.
Okay.
And once you're in Grand Cayman, like all you do is walk around. So we won't have to like get in and out of cars or anything else. So,
oh, perfect. Okay. Yeah, this is y'all's first time going.
Yes. Oh, no. We've been to Grand Cayman before.
Okay. Okay.
I think for me and Chaz, it is our fourth or fifth time
going.
Okay.
So y'all.
We love
okay.
it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So yeah.
Okay.
And there's no museums to see, so we don't have to go anywhere or anything. But yeah.
Beach time for y'all. Okay, good.
So if I see a shell, a conch.
Yes, please do.
I think I stole a conch a long time ago from there.
Stole a conch?
Yes. I found it on like, you go to this like island. I think it's called, oh God. Anyway, I found it lying around and I put it in my bag. It's a beautiful, I'll show you after this. It's beautiful. And yeah, I put it in my checked in bag because I think it was one of those things like don't touch like.
But where was it?
On a beach.
I don't think that's calling stealing. That's just like, oh.
Well, instead of going like Isla Mujeres, they have their own island there.
Uh-huh.
And so like they have like special things around. So I think I was like, ooh, I'm going to take that. And I put it in my bag and yeah.
They have a lot over there. It's okay.
I know. I was like, yeah, you're going to get another one. No one's going to notice this big ass one there. So not there.
Yes, then I'm going to have you bring one back.
Yeah. Okay, well, let us know how y'all are getting through summer and your kids and if you guys limit screen time or if you are a little bit more lax during this time. Or if you're like Sujata, you're really crazy about your screen time and you make them do other things.
Heck yeah, I do.
So
I do not let them.
And let us know your take on sleepaway camp.
Yes.
Is it 8 weeks
money.
Too long?
I think 2 weeks is too long, too.
Oh, okay. Well, don't forget to follow us on our Instagram page at AuthenticallyMoms. Rate us and review us wherever you're listening to this. And don't forget to do you, boo. See you next week. Bye.